אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 700.
We're reading in the letter 29 by Baal Sulam. Beginning with our sages said, you're welcome to enter our website, kab.tv, where you can ask questions, and selected questions about the relevant topics will be asked live. Readings of Baal Sulam, letter 29. There's no English text for that one. Beginning with our sages said, Amru Zal. Our sages said a person must get drunk in Purim until he loses himself, meaning that a person merits the expansion of his reason by a nice woman and a nice apartment and nice vessels, as it is said in the Zohar about the verse, and the people of Israel kept Shabbat. See there. However, there is one who merits the expansion of his reason by drunkenness, by drinking wine and ale, as written, give ale to one who is lost, and wine to those who are bitter in soul. And indeed, it is a matter of lying, because what will it give you? What will it add to you? The expansion of the heart through drunkenness, when one is lying down, happy, as if the whole world is his. Therefore, it is written that the wine is a joker, as it jokes with people in a joy of lie, and which is unwarranted. This was Noah's sin, and the angels up high scorned him for being drunk. But there is a low and contemptible klipa shell called the klipa of Amalek, who, as written, cuts off the words and throws them upwards, etc., meaning that he is so materialistic that you cannot appease him even with the 13 covenants and the 13 rivers of the pure parsimony, because he throws them as well upwards and says, take whatever you gave them. And this is what was written also about Elisha, Eliza, that he would be plowing with 12 pairs of oxes, and it is written, and he is in the 12th, that the low works are called plowing, and he was already in a lower degree, meaning at the end, which is the 12th one. And in the degrees of the year, the month of Adar is called the 12th month. And then Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah, threw his cloak over him and made it sacrifice to the Creator, etc. Because as he held the coat, the jacket of the giver, he merited winning till eternity, because Adar comes from the word Adir, huge. And an extraordinary strengthening is called Adar. And this strengthening comes to him to Adar only by multiplying his work in the Torah. And even though in that place there is no chokhmah, no wisdom, no counsel, however, Amalek is weakened and destroyed and is uprooted, and the sage and the righteous comes and takes his place. And the thing is that idol worshipping is only counseled through those who work in it, that he is associated with, because you cannot beat the spirit with an axe. Rather, the spirit strikes and rejects, repels the spirit, and iron to iron, etc. And because the whole essence of Amalek is that he is a joker, and he destroys everything through materialism, corporeality, without any reason, simply by joking, therefore you cannot obliterate him from the world with the spirit of reason, rather only with something that is above reason, which is called the wine of the Torah. Because from the all of the light of the Torah, what remains is this koach adir, huge force. And by that you understand that even though the joker, that the wine is joking, and it is written, wine and ale are jokers, however, it is a good remedy with which to obliterate and be loose of the seed of Amalek, as in the feast of the wine of Queen Esther that stands by the lap of Hashverosh, etc. And our sages say that in Purim, it is allowed to wear masks and have guests, etc. And about them saying that a man must get drunk in Purim, what is written is, whatever he studied is not said, however, rather that he put hands, etc., to show you that the service of the Torah is greater than its study. That by the usage, he merited twofold, and not at all by the study, as they are two opposites in one subject. Therefore, they are called pishnai, twice, And the prohibition is actually the permission, that the same key that is used for locking is also worthy of opening. This is also the secret of sending gifts, pouring gifts to one another. See in the tree of life that one cannot discern between that one who has gar and one who has vak because of the two gifts that they send one another. And this is also what is written in the Zohar about the Song of Songs, for your beloved are better than wine, meaning that the friendship extends from the wine of the Torah, etc. As one is cleaved with utter perfection with the Creator, even in a place where there is no Chochmah, etc. That it doesn't come from the wisdom of the Chochmah itself, rather from the wine of the Torah that stems and comes out from the greater extent of engaging in the Torah. And this is a secret of, and the memory shall not be removed from their seed, meaning the aspect of being male and looking at the wicked, and they are gone. And here there is a revelation that there is no posterior here at all. And those days of Purim are mentioned and Adan, etc., as written, Mordechai left before the king with the garments of kingship. Everything depends on the male, even the revelation of Esther. And one should understand.
Well, what do we do with this? Questions? He's kind of jumping from one subject to the next. The key to opening is the key to closing, and the opposite. It's the light of Chochmah that if we use it, well, in what was the decision made by Esther that she continued the light of Chochmah? She extended the light of Chochmah in the way that she was integrated in the light of Chassadim, and with that, she could open that pool, that a situation that has no answer. Because the fact that you could receive in order to bestow, there is unlimited ability to receive. And that is truly the desire of the king, to bestow good upon his creations, that he doesn't want to give them good in this level of desire to receive, the one that was created, but he wants to bestow good to his creation in the level of the Creator itself, meaning not in the level of man that lives as next to the house of the king, but to raise the man up to the level of the king himself, and let him enjoy the pleasures that the king enjoys, meaning from bestow and not from receiving. That is the true pleasure that I guess we don't feel yet. And for that, we need to come to that decision-making. So we come, we have this opposed to this, Mordechai against the man, and we don't know who is holding the truth with him until the decision is made with that little light that Esther extends from the king. And in that, it becomes obvious who is holding the truth. That are the lights that can be closed in the desire to bestow can also be clothed in the desire to receive. That is what we call he fills a man's pockets. But in the method of Mordechai, and through unity with the equivalence of form, we can receive all the lights. The desire to receive is there, the desire to bestow is clothed upon it, and decides how much light the desire to receive can actually receive. And the pleasure is actually in the desire to bestow. Yes? Who wanted a...
He writes here, there is a low and contemptible klipa called the klipa of Amalek, who cuts off the words and tosses them upwards, etc. What for us is the shell, the klipa of Amalek?
That's how it's called. What is it for us? We don't feel that nerve yet. Amalek means in order to receive. That, let's say Aman is the entire vessel itself, the huge desire to receive, with the intention in order to receive. But it has, it's more of a belonging to the vessel itself, to its volume, to the desire to actually enjoy itself. But actually in the desire to receive, as we study, in the intention in order to receive, there's also four levels, same as in the desire itself, that with the desire, it's accompanied with the intention. And that's why we get that the desire, the biggest desire to receive, that doesn't feel... There's the opposite value here of desire and intention, that as much as the desire to receive is bigger, it is simpler. It's like a pyramid, because the still level is big but simple. The vegetative is, it is less in volume, but more advanced if we're, it's sneaky if we're talking about the klipa, and then there's the animate, if even smaller, and then the speaking level, which is the smallest, but the sneakiest. And it is, has the most quality. And that is called Amalek, the klipa against the speaking level. So it's not just a sav, let's say, a big klipa that, as opposed to the left line, but this, like, the most qualified piece of that klipa is called Amalek. It's really smart people. It's not the people themselves, but we see that that form sometimes, it expresses itself from very wise people, very gentle, very intelligent, very educated, and in them it's really revealed in such a fine way, all that evil. Yes.
He keeps on writing that you cannot appease him even with the 13 covenants and 13 rivers of parsimony.
Yeah. Meaning, well, let's say it's like an ideological klipa. You can't force it in any evidence, because it has no existence other than holding on to what it is. That is called the war of God with Amalek in all the generations, in all the degrees and all the steps there it exists. It's the intention in order to receive, that part of the desires can switch it over to in order to bestow. Just, they just can't. As we learn about the stony heart, that only in Gemar Tikkun it is flipped over. But until then, and nothing can help. No evidence, no examples, no actions. You can also see that it happens in the people that hate us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. You expect it to like influence people with your good deeds and the way you act nicely. No, they don't even see it. In Amalek, it's much more than that. It's really towards the Creator, towards that. We can't correct it because it's right against the thought of creation to do good to its creature by bestowing and not by receiving. Receiving and not bestowing. And the creature can be like the Creator itself. It has a desire to receive and the light of Chochmah. And through that, it can build the form of bestowal. And through that, it can answer. So, right against that specific principle that it can't bestow back, so as opposed to that, there's a klipa that is called Amalek. Yes.
Both from Rishon and also from Zichron, they ask about the wine of the Torah. What is the wine of the Torah?
The wine of the Torah, that's also interesting. It's if we are speaking about the intentions in order to bestow, about bestow itself, what does wine have to do with this? It's a light of Chochmah inside the desire to receive. What does this have to do with it? It can only be bestowed, and that's it. No, but there is no bestowing inside man. We have nothing, no part of bestow, but we build this form of receiving that is supposedly in order to bestow. How can I bestow? Who am I? I'm just the emptiness. That's who I am. But if next to that emptiness I build an intention and I keep overcoming, together with that emptiness I can build this mechanism that will take this emptiness and close it and open it above that emptiness. It doesn't matter how empty I am, but I can open and close according to my ability to think of the host in this action. So now I can use the wine, the light of receiving, as the light of bestow. And that then comes out that is called the wine of the Torah, that we receive the light of Chochmah and clothed in Chasadim, or as we learn from below to above and pushing it away. It's not the wine that gets you drugged.
In Ashkelon, they're asking, what is remembering at the time of the Torah, the time of the work?
Or remembering in one conversation, that is easiest for us to understand in the left and right line, that they both have to be together.
Timur from Istanbul is asking, what is the relationship between the degree of Haman and the quality of bestowal? What is the relationship, maybe?
Also, the relationship, we have to build it. We have to build it. That is exactly the work of man. Of course, with the help of the upper light, to build it in a way that these two systems, left and right, they can connect in the middle line. That is the system that is called Adam. It's a system, a mechanism that we build from these two inputs, data that we have, and that is the relation between the good and the evil. But it's always that the bestowal has to decide how and in what measure we use the form of receiving. That whole system is called Adam. And that's why, as we say, that from the shattered vessels, as if you collect the pieces of Lego or a puzzle, That's how we have to build the system, and in that we will know how exactly in what form every little piece of creation we have to connect it in order to bestow to the Creator, or same thing, to build its form called the Adam in us, and in that we get to know Him. Through these actions, that is the force that brings life to this image. So this image is from our desires and intentions, and the fulfillment is the light of life called Creator.
He speaks here several times about the fact that a person has to get drunk in Purim, and Yosef from Jerusalem doesn't understand that obligation. Why is it necessary?
It's necessary because we believe that Gemara Tikkun will happen, and all the lights that the Creator has devoted for the creation will be received in the vessels of bestow, meaning that in that intoxication, we don't show the lack of chasadim, God forbid, in Gemar Tikkun, but on the contrary, that we are positive that we won't be lacking any light of chasadim, so we can receive the entire light of Chochmah in all its wholeness. Because I understand, so why do I get drunk so much? And because it kind of shows the lack of chasadim. But no, here it's the sign that I am positive, that I am going towards the light of Chochmah. There's a lot of explanations in here, but we can also say it that it's because of all the calculations I can do are only in the vessels, and whatever happens at the end, that it's positive, I know it's all going to work out in the vessels of bestow. That's already the miracle that happens above reason. And that drunkenness happens. Well, there's a calculation in man here that in the 32 passages, the Malchut goes up to Binah, from the Yesov, then not the Malchut itself. Everything that we do up to Gemar Tikkun, we receive it in restrictions, as much as we have the light of chasadim, that the light of chokhmah will be inside it. And here, that leap from receiving from below to above, in incorporating malchut and bina, that ends. And then, again, the control goes back to malchut itself, that it completely receives a whole correction here, the last sweetening litigation, that we don't control this. We can't, with our own powers, do anything, but only preparations. Like from all the actions, you reach love. By the reasons, you come to a result that isn't up to us. It has to be born as a result from all our efforts. And that's why that we get drunk in this state is we supposedly awaken the big last blow of chasadim that we can't perform on our own. And then it comes. So we're not afraid of getting drunk, that we know the light of chasadim will come and there'll be a correct clothing for the entire light of chokhmah. Because supposedly like this. Yes.
What is called giving the Purim gifts? What is that called? The Purim gifts means that if we want to bring about unity, connection between us, then each one has to both receive and also bestow. Both the light of Chokhmah and also the light of Chassadim, both the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception, meaning both food, which is the light of Chassadim, and also the wine drinking, which is the light of Chokhmah. That in such a mutual way, when we help one another, and each one gives the other, and each one is as a conduit that passes the light from before him to behind him, and this way, all of us to all of us, that way we come to the revelation of the great light of the end of correction, Gemara Tikkun. So this is what is symbolized by the Purim gifts. And there have to be at least two people. That's following the halakha, the law. As if we say the minimum of many is two. Yes.
He writes that the fact that there's no strange work only to the workers that he has a connection with, because you can't hit the wind with an axe, but the wind that repulses the other wind and metal on metal and so on, because every subject of Amalek is just, you can't erase it from the world with reason, but only above reason, only with the wine of the Torah.
It's as if jokery against jokery, without any calculation, both from the side of bestowal and also from the side of reception. Well, who wanted to ask a question back there?
He's writing here that the greatness of the using the Torah more than studying. What is it called, using the Torah?
If we're just speaking kind of globally, then the study means actions, intentions that I learn to do in order to bestow, and the usage means the action itself that I already do in order to bestow. There is the intention and there is the action, the deed. The intention means is the study, and the action is the usage. For now, we say that the safest thing is if you can bestow to the group, to the teacher, to the creator, by your actions. By that, you're certainly not erring. So that is greater than the intentions, meaning the study itself. Yes.
So he continues and he says that from the using he receives twice as much, and not only from the studying, that it's two opposites in one.
Yes, because intentions are only in the light of chassadim, and the usage is in the vessels of reception. So you have there a connection with something, and it's opposite, the will to receive and the intention to bestow, that the two of them come together in the action. And that's, we just say it twice, it's actually infinitely times more.
And then he says that in the key, that is, clothing is the same key that can open. So what is that key that can also close and also open?
The light of chassadim, in order to bestow. On the one hand, you shut it down, you don't let the light enter the will to receive. On the other hand, you open up for those same lights that can clothe in the intention to bestow. Then they're able to enter the will to receive. Bina wants to receive something, or doesn't she? No, she's against the light of Chokhmah. So how does she later, after the restriction, how does she open herself up to the light of Chokhmah, make way for the light of Chokhmah? When she becomes a garment, a condition. I'm willing to receive everything from the table on the condition that you will give me the intention that I can think of you and not about my belly. If I, while I receive the pleasures, will think about you, will feel you, how you enjoy me, I'll feel each and every pleasure a million times greater than I would have felt in my own will to receive, because I multiply it with your importance, with the love towards you, that I'm willing to do that. So Bina stops, or we say the nefesh of nefesh, a very small light that can be directly received within the will to receive, and it opens up the lights of Naran Chai, infinite lights. This is called that the key that shuts is a key worthy of opening. It opens up for you, as written, open up for me an opening like the tip of the needle, and I'll open up for you an opening through which carriages can pass through, wagons. We cannot receive directly more than, what do we call that? Just a slight inclination, you know, a very thin beam that just keeps us alive, that from there the whole world lives. And in order to bestow, you then multiply that slight thing that comes to you, just a little bit of livelihood, you multiply it by the size of the Creator, because you want to bestow to Him. You take Him as a means, and you multiply that small light that created that spark, this whole matter. You multiply the matter, you multiply the pleasure times the Creator. This is what this means allows you, which is called in order to bestow. It is just called in order to bestow. By that you receive an opportunity, an ability to take that same will to receive that the Creator created existence from absence. It's just a small grain, it's the tip of the needle, truly. You multiply it by the magnitude of the Creator. And the light that you fill up is in the intensity of the Creator, because you are now going to work on top of that tip, on top of that small grain, that small marble that He created as the will to receive. You start working with it in bestow. I receive a single gram of pleasure. I'm unable to do more, to receive more. And in my will to receive, which is truly just like a small grain, but if I open it up, I mean, who am I doing it for? Then I multiply both my desire and also my pleasure with His love towards me. You understand? It's like a baby that from the smallest smile he revives his mother, that she's simply jumping out of joy, you see. And this is what we use. That is the multiplier. That's the whole trick, the patent which the Creator gave us, that we use His intensity, the magnitude of His love towards us. By that we multiply ourselves. Otherwise we would have remained, well, worse than everyone in this world, because everything there is in this world, meaning the still, vegetative, and animate, can enjoy directly. And we appear, after we develop as the still, vegetative, and animate, and are born as the speaking, all that is left in us is just the point in the heart, which is really emptiness. Emptiness from everything. Meaning, the fact that we feel ourselves as miserable is because that spark, that small spark, the will to receive at the degree of the speaking awakens in us, and it is empty. So if it weren't for us going and acquiring force from the Creator, His force, his love, His attitude towards us, the good who does good, and expanding ourselves through that quality, then we would have reached a situation of having a small desire and all of it is empty. So I'm better off dead. Truly. Yes?
So how does a man acquire the force from the Creator? And in his usage, he checks who is he bestowing to.
from your actions, it is written, from your actions towards your the environment. That is why we had the shattering, that's why we had all the preparations from above, so that we would be able to feel the need for the quality of love. Well, chibur, connection for the meantime. Bestow in order to bestow onto to the other what is hated by you, and that way. Yes.
He writes here, strengthening through the whole is called Adam, and that strengthening only comes from using the Torah. And also, since here there is no wisdom and no understanding, but it makes Amalek weak, and the righteous man comes and receives his place. I wanted to ask, how does man recognize inside of him the fact that there's no understanding and no wisdom, and just how does that come from a lot of Torah? And all those things can come from laziness and from the lack of efforts and going above reason.
You're happy, Ben, that you have come to the point of a broken heart. You reach a state where, in that despaired state, you discover the tail of the upper one, where you can grip. Whereas if it's before that action, then you have nothing to grip. You don't see how you can continue. What's next? You see? We have to really say a great thanks to Yaniv. Throughout these last few days, he did a great work. All of these verses, all of the materials, really well done.
Now, another question I wanted to ask, how do we strengthen our inner framework that we can really come to the lesson and turn it into the as most productive and efficient as we can? Because we see that
it's only through the connection. There is nothing else here. To try to always be connected and see the Torah in that connection between us. How do we realize, actualize it? With this connection, that connection, these forms, those forms. As we just talked about it, what is Haman? What is Mordechai? Who is Esther? Who is Achashverosh? What is, who are Bigtan and Teresh? Who are the 10 sons of Haman, his wife, etc. Meaning, if we, in such a way, between us, try to distance ourselves from the images, me and the friends, rather we talk about the qualities, about the forces, discernment. Not bodies, not what we see with our five senses. We elevate ourselves to the level of the place where the forces of creation are at work. This is called that we are realizing, actualizing the Torah in the connections, the relationships between us. And then we start seeing here and there, it's this way, that way. We start studying it. This is called implementation. This is called that we come closer to the correction of building the image of Adam. And then you discover that all of your friends are actually necessary, and even all the evil forces are needed. However, they're needed in a way that you disagree that that is how they will behave. You push them away, you cancel them from being used by you internally, etc., etc. What we lack is to constantly try to come closer to one another and connect at the level of forces, not people, at the level of intentions. Go a little bit deeper than just being bodies. We have to already encourage people more to see the network that we're building, or more correctly, discovering that network of connection between us. Yes?
How do we enter that shift, that feeling? Because you said on Friday that we already, on the outer form, we kind of already did what we need to do, but in that inner framework that can hold us in that extra special quality, how do we get that?
It's an effort where each and every one has to try and envision himself as being in a system of forces and not in a system of bodies and this world and all of this trash that we feel here. We have to finally envision the world correctly. I don't know, what can I do? I mean, remind each one every moment. That is impossible. A person has to merit to think in such a way. We have to reinforce one another. Here is the issue of the matter of Arvut comes in, where you know we start thinking this way. You start recognizing that your friends, all of them, are truly, they all truly have that inner intention, attitude. And it's not about externality. There's no externality here. Rather, everything comes by everyone wanting to build, to assemble that puzzle, to connect everyone, and to feel that he, by his own effort, is actually assembling the puzzle. And it's up to him, it depends on him, how everybody will be connected and how within this picture that is being completed more and more, the general force of bestowal, the Creator, is revealed more and more with all of the details, all of his character, all of the manners of his. The Torah starts telling us about it, the light starts illuminating and explaining his laws, his nature, and then we start living in that degree. Well, that's by mutual support. Yes.
Alex from Ashdod is asking, what are the measurements for a right, correct interconnection between us?
Right measures.
I don't
know, how can you tell a person measure if he doesn't have any yardstick, if he doesn't have any vessel, any instrument, device by which he can measure? According to the clock, how much time is he making an effort to be connected? According to the efforts, which we can't really measure, but some sort of inner sensation of how much I'm actually trying, making an effort to be in that, how much I include in that all of my friends, so that they also would think about it, they also would come along and join, that I support them and they support me in what these desires, in those desires that I'm in, all in the totality of time. It's an inner scrutiny. And we'll move on to the next part.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson.